Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is going to be here for you. When you are going through that process, it can feel a little daunting, a little intimidating, a little arduous. I don't know where to start. I don't know who to trust. That's the Live Love team. And what they're going to do is very simple. They're going to price your home accurately. Maybe that's not as simple as it seems because some of y'all, But they're going to price it accurately, which means you're going to get more foot traffic. And you're going to get sold quicker, right? I mean, that's the goal is, you know, I'm not telling you they're going to ask you to take less, but there's going to be on top of it from the beginning. You're not going to have to delist it and list it again at a lower price. Like, you ain't going to have to do none of that. They're going to get to the right price. And they're not going to just tell you what you want to hear. But you're going to enjoy working with them. They get results, help you find the home of your dreams. But you got to reach out to Jennifer and her team. They are the absolute best. Sold at livelovememphis.com. Jonah Dillon's going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about Memphis football, about Ryan Silverfield's comments, Sam Pittman, what this Arkansas team is bringing. In here this week. So we'll do that with Jonah in just a little bit. Do want to? I think congratulations are in order. Cardi B has announced she is pregnant.
Oh, well, that's great! Round of applause for Cardi.
This is baby number 4. So, I mean, you know, we do have a population collapse problem.
Yeah. I mean,
however, Cardi B is helping with that problem. She's on, you know, I think the average birth rate in America is 2.1, which I think science tells me is not enough to sustain the population, right? So she's double that. So she's over the average. She's really doing a great job. Also, the other news is that it's with Stephon Diggs, the
New England. It's with Stephon Diggs.
It is with Stephon Diggs. Yes, Yes, and she's going on tour for before the baby gets here. So we love a working woman.
Wow,
we love a professional woman. She announced on CBS Mornings with Gayle King this morning. So she said she's having a baby with my boyfriend Stephon Diggs. So,
number 4,
Stephon Diggs, I don't know what he's done this year. Obviously he's, you know, had a great NFL career, had 4 catches, 32 yards against the Dolphins last weekend in a Dubski. He's kind of turned a new leaf this year in terms of maturity, you know, even before this, maybe that's part of it though. You know, like having a baby kind of, you know, forces you to grow up a little. I think this will be his first.
Yeah.
And you know, he said, I believe it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago, he told me, he's like, hey, listen, I don't know what was said about me. I don't know what you guys have heard about me, but I want to make sure that we're starting this relationship, you know, on the up and up. You know, I'm going to do my best to be a professional with you guys. Like, I'm a human being. I'm going to come in here some days. I'm not going to necessarily love it, but, you know, I want us to be a good professional relationship, you know, which is just different than he's been in his career.
Yes. So,
but yes, Cardi B is pregnant. And she's having number 4.
So. You know what does that? You know, they've been practicing apparently.
Well, that's right. When you have sex, you are more likely to have a child.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, unless you have procedures, you know.
Unless, like, you do a blockade program.
Right. But it definitely does not seem as though Cardi B had installed that blockade.
A little blockade there.
Or did. And the man can get it too, right? The man can get the vasectomy.
That's fair.
Although I'm told that can be undone.
I've heard it also that there's been some slip through the end zone on occasion on those two. I'm not saying, I think they're pretty foolproof, as it were. I do not have one. I'll put it all out there on Front Street. I do not have a vasectomy.
So a vasectomy can be reversed.
Yeah.
Although, you know, if I do go, I don't want to get into my medical history, but
that's fine.
If I do go through, you know, that.
Mm-hmm. To stop the players going through the end zone.
I don't want to undo it. You know?
Yeah, I don't want to undo anything either. It has to do with my Johnson.
Like, you got to go back. Oh, man, I just changed my mind, man. I'm you know.
Let's get down there and untie that sucker.
That's right.
Uh-uh. No, and everybody talks about, men my age, especially around 50, because now, you know, my wife and I are both older, so
right.
I have no plans to,
right.
I think we're okay,
absolutely.
You know, to run this type of offense that we're running.
Absolutely. You know? No,
a lot of people get them. A lot of my friends have gotten them.
I'm
excited for you. Thanks for sharing.
Hey, whatever works, you know, for you.
Yeah. This is a men's program, generally speaking.
Is.
So, you know.
Me personally, you know, the idea of going under the knife or whatever happens.
Yeah. Or the tie.
It definitely, like, I don't like it. I don't like that idea of anybody. I'm just being honest. I don't like the idea of anybody playing my balls.
No.
I know that's crude, but it's just the truth. You know, maybe that makes me selfish. Maybe that makes me a certain type of person.
I don't think that makes you selfish at all.
I just want to leave them alone.
I want to leave them alone. Yeah, I think that's fine.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not that I'm judging you if you have gotten that procedure done. It might have been best for you economically. It might have been best for your life.
Yes.
You know, you want to shoot the club up and have no repercussions. Absolutely fine. Like,
right.
For me, you know, I just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Leave it alone.
You know, a lot of my friends just rap that rascal, you know?
Yeah.
And they just try to go that route.
No, I mean, now, see, that's now we're getting into it, right? Now we've really crossed the Rubicon.
Sorry.
And we've gotten into it.
I'm sorry.
It.
I
am of the mind that,
You're not a rascal rapper.
If we are married, right? And I've been
happily married for a long time.
And you have been. And it's been going a certain way, mm-hmm. you know, unprotected.
Yes.
It's never going back.
I see.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, I mean.
And this ain't happening.
I understand that choice a lot.
Now, again, there's potential consequences, right, when you don't.
Strategic withdrawal isn't always 100% foolproof.
That's exactly right. That is 100%. And, you know, so, sometimes
even if you think it is, you get some players going into the end zone still.
Well, and here's the other thing, right? Like, people are always like, you know, we weren't trying. Yeah, but you weren't not trying.
Right. Right. Yeah, you were involved.
I mean, you weren't not trying. Because if you're trying,
yeah,
it would. If you were not trying, there's basically zero chance that it would have happened.
That's right.
You made the choice. You said, you know what? Mm-hmm. Let come what may.
No, generally, I usually, when folks bring that up to me and they say, you know, what may be, well, maybe, you know, we're not actively pursuing it.
Right.
And yet they're, you know, let the goalie,
that's right.
let the puck go in the end zone. Generally, I say, well, you know, you know.
A woman knows.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Not always, but mm-hmm. typically, I mean, my experience is that a woman knows when she is fertile, right?
Indeed.
It's a very small window, right?
It's much like the lineman conversation you had. You just know.
There's a very small window, and, you know, if you guys decide, you know, if you guys say, hey,
yeah.
you kind of get what you deserve. I mean,
That's
you
fair.
Because this stuff, I mean, this is scientific, right?
Heard that.
It's a science.
Yeah. Yeah.
A woman can't just get pregnant at any time.
Right.
There's a very specific window where that would be possible.
True.
You know, and if you decide that that's the week for you and that's the day for you and you decide to take, you know, I mean, it's all you, bro. You know, you're the one that has to be accountable for that. With all that being said, you know, I'm just going to leave my situation be, you know,
yeah.
and whatever.
You've had two children. I don't want to get in your business. You guys have had happily two children.
For the most part, it's been a good experience.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. You know, are we predisposed to having another one? You know, we'll have to see. I don't think it's been, you know, ruled against by any means.
Right.
But I just know that, you know, the third one, you know, it just, you're outnumbered. That's what they always say.
I think people who have a lot of kids, and I won't put a number on it because that's not fair, but I will say, folks, let's just say a lot of kids.
Yeah.
I think there's some forgetfulness that happens. You know, I have a friend who has six kids.
Now, that's a lot of kids.
It's a ton of kids. I have several friends who have five.
Yeah, that's a lot of kids.
Three even feels like a lot to me.
I think three is a lot, but I think it's still...
You no longer can do man-to-man offense or defense.
You can't, but I still think it's a... Depending on the age of the kids, yes. I think it's still a circus you can manage.
Manageable.
Yeah, I think when you cross three and you get into the... Then it has become... The inmates are running the asylum.
I think that's fair, but I think people forget. It's wonderful looking back when you see a bunch of teenagers that are graduating from high school like Jeff accomplished.
For sure.
And I would love to have accomplished that.
Yes.
However.
Yes.
I think people forget just how freaking miserable of those 5 to 10 years and some of the in-between are. It's the days are long, the years are short concept.
It is.
They have forgotten how bad that was early. And then the money and all the other stuff that comes
with it. Not that we intended to go here.
No, we kind of opened. Cardi started it.
Cardi did start it. She did this.
Earn Diggs.
She did this four times.
Yeah.
She's done this four times. First with Stephon Diggs, though.
Heard that.
I think when I weigh sort of the benefits and the the pros and cons of being a parent, right? Mm-hmm. I think the money part is like last.
I think that's fair.
You know what I mean?
Agree.
Because ultimately, you just kind of do it.
You
right?
figure it out.
Yeah.
I know that's very trite to say, parents, just let me tell you something. You'll just figure it out.
You do. And money come and money go.
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
When I think about
the
financial piece of it, you worry about that more before you have the kid.
Right.
And then you have the kid, you're like, oh, this ain't so bad. I mean, you would be spending that money doing something else, right?
That's
like,
right.
It's like the money would be spent one way or the other. At least in this way, it's towards the child.
You just realize you're not going to travel an ass ton
because
this money's going here.
When you have a certain amount of kids, like, you don't want to travel anymore.
Right.
So it's like, it's fine.
We're going to Disney instead of this one. Yeah, we're not going to Europe. We're going to Disney.
You know, fall break last year, we took the kids, and it was just, it was hard. I mean, it was not enjoyable. I took the kids to D.C. this past year. It was not enjoyable. So the less we travel, the better.
Disney coming up,
no
John.
No worries. I know. I mean, at least that one,
That'll be fun. You'll have fun at that.
But I think money would be, if you're out there and you're an expecting parent and you have anxiety about it because of the finances, I mean, I don't know your finances, so if you're just kind of barely making it on your own, like, maybe it's not a great time.
Yeah, if you're strapped.
But you know, otherwise, like, you're fine. And honestly, like, don't even worry about the college education piece of it because
I agree.
You just don't really know what the world is going to look like in 18 years.
I think in 18 years, we're having...
It could all be free.
It's not even a conversation, really. With AI and the way things are tracking,
100%.
I think that the college is going to be almost taken out of the equation in some circles, if not most.
Yeah, like, if you could predict what's going to happen in 18 years...
Yes.
Then you should, like...
You might...
Go financially
different line
benefit
of work,
from
right.
It.
Yeah,
like
no
so,
doubt.
I mean, I think, you know, again, I save for my kids generally, right?
Yeah.
I just have this account that just say, but I don't know if that's for
that's
college.
Good.
I don't know if that's for a car. I don't know what the hell it's going to be for.
Yep.
I just know I have this if we need it.
That's smart, John.
You know what I mean? It's not for college. It could be for college if you wanted
Maybe,
to be for college, but it may not have to be. So I would just tell people, you know, the hard parts of parenting are not the money.
Yeah.
The hard parts of parenting are the hardest thing that I had to do and deal with. When I had my first, it was really my first one. It was Riley. Is the death of the old me?
I remember this time.
The death.
You really had a hard time with that.
I you know, my wife tells me all the time, and
I remember that conversation.
You know, you just really, you know, speaking of things that you can and can't quantify, what you can't quantify is just how easy and convenient your life is before you have a human being that depends on you.
Mm-hmm.
That needs you to supervise them, that needs you to feed them, that needs you to put them down for naps, that needs you to put them to bed, that needs to change the diaper, that needs to do all these, to dress them and all these different things. Like, that's the piece that you truly can't even begin to understand until, you know, I used to be able to, you know, I would pick up, like, before my kids, right? It's a Wednesday afternoon, right? I'm married, but I could, like, I could go meet my friends for a drink at Brookhaven or somewhere like that. I could go do this. I could go do that. All right, I'll be at the, I'll be home later. You know, like, it would just not be a thing. And I have to go pick my child up now. I have to go take one of my children to swim lessons. I have to do all, you know, I have to do all these different things now, to where, like, the convenience, the death of convenience is what I mourn the most by having kids. And I, and it's not something that, like, I don't struggle with, because I'm just, I've lived it now. I've it's long been gone, and it's never coming back.
Well, I think it will come back. The good news for you is you did have kids relatively young.
Yeah, I mean, I was 29, 30 when Riley was born. So,
so by, if you're, when you're 50, you're my age almost, you're going to be cruising, brother. You can go to the bar. No, you can go hang out.
Well, and look, my, you know, my wife's great. Like, you know, she lets me pretty much do whatever I want still, but, like, not to the degree, like, that I truly want. I mean, I want to be an absolute heathen out here. I want to do all the things that I ever wanted to do.
But, well, you know, I heard that.
But there's but again, that's the, that's what you really have to give up, is just, like, the life you knew of convenience and being able to do whatever the hell you wanted when you wanted to do it. You know, that would be, if you're somebody out there that, that that's your life and you're used to being out every night and you're used to just being with friends every night. And
well, I give you credit, John, because you are not, I don't want to overstep here talking about our beloved city, but I will say, I think one of the challenges we have as Memphians, and I can speak generally, I live here, I've been here 20 years, so I think that's fair to say this, is most of our parents aren't like you. Their conscience leads them in a different direction that doesn't think about those things.
Right.
And I think that makes you a good parent. And well, I think we need more Memphians who, and dads in particular, damn it, who are acting like you in that regard and have a conscience for the family and for the kids.
Well, I look,
does that make sense?
You look, 100%.
I mean, that's a rant, but it's just true, man. That's, people don't even think about that. You're thinking about it.
I'm not perfect, but it is important to me to be around my kids and to, you know, try to foster an environment where they know that I'm there. And because, I mean, again, I was the opposite, you know, like I didn't, I didn't have, you know, my dad in the picture. And it's just, that's, when you don't have that, man, it's tough.
Yep.
It's tough. Like, I had to, you know, there's only so much that your mom, if, especially if you're a man, right?
Yes.
There's only so much that your mom can tell you and teach you. There's just some things that you just need a father figure to,
it's so
to
important,
do, you know,
it's like, so important.
And I'm missing that in some ways. Like, I, you know, I'm doing the best I can. But
you're doing a good job.
But, you know, I think sort of me knowing, having the sort of wherewithal, knowing what I didn't have,
right,
knowing what my kids do need, you know, it, in a way, like, I think that's kind of like why I was put on this earth. Like, it was meant for me to not necessarily have that father figure in my home, so that I, you know, this is just the way it is, so that I could understand how important it is.
Yep.
'Cause I know what I didn't have.
Yep.
And so now it's super important for me with my children to, you know, and again, I'm not trying to, like, this is not me in any way toot my own horn. I think I'm probably not.
I led you there.
That great of a parent.
I think.
But I'm there.
Yeah, I led you there. Yeah.
And I'm
present.
And I'm in the house.
Yes.
And I'm doing the best I can to try to set an example. And I'm, again, I'm not perfect, and I'm going to fall short. And but it matters to me. And so, but listen, if anybody ever, and we don't talk about kids a lot on this show.
No.
And that's honestly preferable. Is the world we live in. I don't post pictures of my kids really, unless it's, you know, I certainly would never post them on Twitter.
You're right.
You know, ever again.
It's nuts out there.
Because, you know, you just, people are freaking nuts.
Oh,
dude.
Bro.
People are crazy.
You don't even have to tell me. They're crazy. Totally crazy.
It's the world we're in today, man. But if you ever have a question about it, you know, I'm always happy to keep it 100. It's fun. It's a good time. Cardi B is going to have her home is going to be absolutely, it's going to be abundant. It's going to be abundant.
Hopefully Stefan is present in this.
Oh, I think he will. I mean, obviously, Brad, I mean, he's in his season.
Yeah.
He's you know, but that's only 17 weeks.
It's short.
9 months, you know. I don't know how far along she is.
Yeah.
People were speculating when she was coming, you know, she was in that courtroom.
I remember
people
that.
Were speculating last month that she was already pregnant. You know,
people,
you know, she got upset when someone asked her about it. because I think she wasn't quite ready to announce it yet.
Uh-huh.
But indeed, she was pregnant, and indeed it is Stefon Diggs' child. So
her kids are, okay, seven.
She had them with, I believe, Offset.
Yeah, children are Culture is seven, and then she's got Waveset, who is four. Blossom is one.
There we go.
So this is the fourth after Blossom.
So four under seven. That's an adventure.
That's a hell of a run there.
That's
an
adventure.
You know, luckily, she's rich as hell, and she's going to get some assistance.
Well, exactly right. I mean, when you can pay other people to take care of your kids, it's great.
That's a different bag, man. I'd have five if it were like, you know, we can kind of hire some people to, and I'd be good still. I'd still be good. Like, I'd be present, but just like the management would be a little easier.
What I would really like is I would like to be able to pay a nanny or a babysitter.
Yep.
I mean, I could do this, and I've been thinking about it. But like, I just want them to come to my house for like an hour a day.
Yep.
Between the time I get home, right? Because my wife's still working. Right.
I know where you're going.
So just give me this hour. Mm-hmm. If I get home, I can decompress. Because believe it or not, you know, being on radio, being on for 3 hours, like there is a mental
exhausting.
Yeah, like it's not just I come on here and I can blah blah blah.
Well, and we're not taped. Like
that's right.
It's a live program.
That's right. So you know, it does take a little. So I like to come home. I like to decompress for like an hour and a half. You know, I'll pay you for your time. Just run around my kids for an hour and a half.
Right.
All right. And then you're done. And then you're off the clock. You don't have to do nap. You don't have to do nothing. Like you just run around for. I mean, you could even sit with them while you're watching TV. I literally don't care what you do. Other than like don't do meth.
Yeah.
But anything other than that, I'm fine with. So I think that is my next step.
It's a nice thing. Yeah. You might want to think about
just
that.
An hour.
A decompressor.
Pay by the hour. You know, normally when you pay by the hour, it's not for a nanny. You know, it's more like for, you know.
Yeah.
It's for an escort. I just want to pay for a nanny for an hour. All right.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people out there are available for an hour, but because, you know, everybody
maybe
wants
you get both.
Everybody wants 3 hours. You know, I'll do it for three. No. I just need an hour. All right. And I think it would actually really, really enhance my life. And I don't think I'd miss the money, but. Again, that's just part of the exploration here. So, anyway, all right, we'll come back. Big football game for the Memphis Tigers this weekend against Arkansas. We'll talk to Jonah Dillon about that. You know, what does it mean? How important is it? You know, the future of scheduling. Lots more to come. Stick around, Jason and John. How are you trying to find me? Jonah Dillon covers Memphis football for the Commercial Appeal. He's on X at the Jonah Dillon. Nice enough to spend a little time with us here. On this Wednesday. All right, it's Arkansas week, and Ryan Silverfield is apparently focused on Georgia. How do we feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, look, it was obviously an offhand comment. It was in relation to something else. Georgia fans reacted as I think you would expect them to react. And here we are. Now we're talking about Memphis and Georgia. And like you said, it's an SEC opponent. I don't know. It feels like one of those college football things that like people talk about for a couple of days. Unless we get some kind of Memphis-Georgia playoff matchup, I don't know how much this is going to continue on.
Yeah, no, that'd be great. It'd be a great problem for Memphis to have, honestly, if they have to play Georgia in the playoff. All right, three games in, 3-0. They were favored in each game. They covered each game. Just relative to maybe how you thought they would look in the first 3 weeks of the season. Have they overperformed? Have they performed at sort of what you thought it would be? I guess I could ask you if they've underperformed, but that would be kind of silly. So I guess the question would be just how much in your mind watching them have they overperformed relative to what you thought it could look like the first 3 weeks of the season?
Yeah, I think we've seen a lot of things that we expected, specifically on offense, right? We knew that the running game was going to be the focus of this whole offense, which obviously it hasn't really been the past couple of years because they've had that dynamic passing game and they knew what they had in Seth Hennigan. I think we've seen the way that Brendan Lewis as a quarterback is giving them a different dynamic with the run game. You're seeing a lot of read option stuff and you're seeing him just run the ball, even scramble on plays and make plays down the field. So that's been what we expected, but it's been a positive sign to see that. And then defensively, like, look, they've done what they're supposed to do outside of those two first quarters against Georgia State. They've shut everybody down. They didn't allow a touchdown in the last game, right? The only points that Troy scored were on a defensive touchdown. So I think they've shown that they can perform at a certain level, but obviously the competition level is about to go way up against Arkansas this week.
Yeah, I think that's always kind of the tough thing because even last year, I mean, they started the season undefeated. But like even the win against Florida State just had wilted by the end of the season. I guess within that, the second half offensive performance against Troy was, you know, I realize that they might say that they weren't showing anything, that they didn't feel like they need to show anything. And I think that's probably true. That quarterback for Troy was absolutely an abomination to the position. But, I mean, should there be any level of concern that they only scored the one touchdown in the second half against Troy?
I don't know that necessarily that. I think that the thing that I'm thinking about going to this week is, like, obviously, like you said, they haven't shown a lot. And really what they've done is they've showed up and they've run their first concept, which is inside zone, and it's worked. So they've kept running it, and these teams haven't stopped it. And so to some extent, why would you, you know, go further in your playbook if you don't have to, right? You show up and run one play and they don't stop it. You're just going to run that play again until they stop it. Now, obviously, I expect Arkansas to do that and expect Arkansas to make Memphis have to throw the ball down the field. Although, look, we've seen Arkansas's defense is not exactly playing at a super high level right now. So I think that they're there to be had. I think against Troy, look, they're winning the game. That game, like you said, once Troy's quarterback got injured, the game was over. It was never in question. And so I think a part of it was kind of just dragging, let's just get through this game. You know, let's take some time off the clock, yep, run the ball. And yeah, they didn't look great, but they didn't have to. They never really needed to score after halftime. And so, yes, like, they've done what they needed so far. We haven't seen a lot of the downfield passing stuff that we think they're going to need to do this week. So that leads to questions, but it's not like we've seen them try and fail to do it.
Has Brendan Lewis, like, do you think there's another passing gear with him that we have? I mean, I guess that sort of is the same question, but, like, if we are in a situation on Saturday where, you know, Arkansas is just scoring at will and it's a matter of, you know, keeping up with this high-octane offense, like, do you think there's that gear for Brendan Lewis to hit?
Yeah, I think that there is. I mean, look, that's the question about this game, right, is, like, we know how Memphis wants to play. We've seen it the first 3 weeks. They've been able to establish, like, what do you want to do in this game? And what they want to do is run the ball and control the game that way. And you're going to a game against an Arkansas team that plays kind of the opposite style of let's get in a shootout every week and see what happens. And we feel really confident in our quarterback and our offense to be able to win a shootout. And if Memphis is going to, you know, play Arkansas at their game, then that always leads to questions about, are you going to beat somebody else when they're the ones controlling the kind of terms that the game is being played on? I think that he can throw the ball down the field. You've heard coaches talk about it really all offseason, even earlier this week, offensive coordinator Tim Kramsey saying, you know, he's got 100% confidence in Brendan Lewis throwing it down the field. I think situationally, we've seen him be able to do that. The question is, like you said, if you're in a shootout and, hey, we need you to go score a touchdown on four or five plays with chunk plays down the field, can you do that? That's probably the biggest question right now, at least on offense with Memphis going to this game.
Talking to Jonah Dillon, covers the Memphis football program for the Commercial Appeal. I was talking with Jeff earlier today on the show, on his show, and you know, it almost felt like he was twisting my arm. And he wanted me to say just how meaningful this game is. But, I mean, am I crazy? Like, I think the outcome, like, I would make the case, and I didn't make the case, that the outcome is like, in a true season football sense, the outcome of this game is basically irrelevant. Because we've seen Memphis football teams beat middling SEC teams before, a la Mississippi State in 2021. Memphis ended up being 6-6. And they weren't even close to the conversation in the American. You know, last year, I know Florida State ended up being really, really terrible, but they beat Florida State at Florida State, and Memphis still wasn't in the title game. So, like, for me, from where I sit, the only thing that matters to me, it's not whether Memphis wins or loses this game. It's what are they in October and what are they in November? Like, do you think this outcome is relevant to Memphis this season?
I don't know what the outcome is. I think the way that they play, like we were just talking about with, can they throw the ball down the field and keep pace in a shootout? If they can do that against Arkansas and, again, like, play against type basically and win a game that they're not controlling, that would be a pretty good sign for when South Florida comes here later in the season, right? Because we know South Florida's offense is equipped to put up points. And so there's things that they could do in this game that would give you confidence going the rest of the season. As it relates to their resume in the playoff and stuff, it's not going to be that relevant for Memphis because Memphis is trying to win the conference, right? And if you win your conference, you're only competing for that playoff spot against the other group of five champions. So you're not competing with South Florida's resume, Tulane's resume, anything like that. And 11-1 Memphis that loses to Arkansas and wins the rest of its games and wins the conference championship, more likely than not, is going to the playoff, right? What's interesting about this game is, to me, there's actually higher stakes for Arkansas because they're trying to get to six wins and get to a bowl game. And if you look at their schedule, I don't know where the 6 wins are coming from if they're not going to win this game, especially given that they just lost last week and going into, I think, 5 ranked teams or something coming up for them. So they really need to win this game, and they're going to know that coming in. Like, if we don't win this game, our season is you know, in real trouble.
Absolutely. And I'd like to sort of go further. Like, the fact that South Florida already beat Boise State, right? Like, that's absolutely massive for the conference, because had that outcome sort of been reversed, well, then I might say, well, Memphis and the American, they got to do something in this game. Like, they got to sort of start to make the case, because if you're competing with Boise, who, again, in this funhouse alternate universe is undefeated right now, and they're going to get a crack at Notre Dame, who stinks relative to what they've been the last couple of years. Well, now we're in trouble, because if Boise State goes on to win their conference, they're going. But because South Florida already took that off the table, there's no question that in my view, that the conference champion in the American is going to get that spot. So it's just like, yeah, this is fun. We'll have a good time with it. And you know, if Memphis wins, everybody will be celebrating, but it'll just be like it'll be an SEC thing. It won't be like, this matters for Ryan Silverfield and this season, because if they don't then win the American, we're going to go back to having the same conversations that we had coming into this one.
Yeah, I think, like I said, this game, if you look at Memphis' schedule, right, you talk about the first 3 games of the season, we learned nothing because level of competition. The next 3 games are against FAU, which just lost to Florida International, Tulsa, and UAB, which are probably the two, at least two of the 3 worst teams in the conference. So we're not going to learn anything after this game either. We're not going to learn anything until South Florida comes to Memphis on October 25th, and that's a long ways away. So this is the one chance to learn about this Memphis team, really, until late October. Yep. And so that, to me, is the intrigue.
Absolutely. All right, a couple of things here. We were just talking about this yesterday, because scheduling has come up, this game and whether there will be return games to Fayetteville, obviously the Mississippi State series. 5 years ago, Memphis agreed to 4 straight home-and-home games against Arkansas State. It feels egregious to me that these games are going to happen. I know we can say, but 5 years ago, Memphis was coming off of a Cotton Bowl appearance. I mean, they had clearly established themselves as one of the preeminent teams in the group of 5. Why on earth are these games still happening? It just feels like a complete waste of everybody's time, and that there's literally nothing in it for Memphis.
Yeah, I mean, that one, like, here's the thing. I think that the Sun Belt stuff, obviously we're coming off of those 2 road Sun Belt games against Troy and Georgia State. Those games, I don't have an explanation for, especially Troy. When they scheduled Troy, I think they were coming off of 3 losing seasons in a row. So it was not like they scheduled him when John Summerall was there and then he left. Like, that didn't make a whole lot of sense, I don't think, at the time either. Arkansas State, like, I could say if you're going to schedule Sun Belt teams, I can understand Arkansas State. I can understand Southern Miss. Arkansas State, because it's so close. Southern Miss, because there's at least some history there, and it's obviously closer too. You're going to have to figure out 4 non-conference games, and the reality is Memphis has had a lot of trouble,
right,
obviously, getting power conference teams, right? So I think that the Boise series is really important. Like, that's the kind of thing
that
fans are really excited about.
That was great.
That's a 4 game. There's 3 games left on that series. Next year in Boise is the next one. That's the kind of thing that I think you'd like to see of who are those types of teams. You know, you'd like to schedule the best teams in the group of 5,
exactly,
regardless of really where you are conference-wise. And like you said, Arkansas State is not one of them. It's a tough one, because obviously the regional stuff is there. But I think besides that, it would be pretty disheartening to see Memphis scheduling, you know, long-term series with teams that are not at a higher level than that going forward, even if you can't get these SEC teams. I think to get power conference games, you're probably going to end up in a situation where you're going to have to agree to these 2-for-1 deals. I think that's what it's going to come down to.
Well, I think Memphis, I don't know, like, you and I are arguing about the series now, it's done. The ink is drawn on it. But, like, that's how Memphis should have treated Arkansas State. I mean, the biggest issue is that you're giving them 2 home games. And it's just like, you're giving them shots that the SEC, that sort of, to me, it's like kind of the same parallel, right? Like, Memphis is a clear step above Arkansas State, but you're giving them 4 shots, and 2 of them are there. What on earth are you thinking? Like, moving forward, we'll see, but it needs to be James Madison. It needs to be Liberty, because now those teams will have the same trouble getting those games, right? So ideally, you come together and you all decide, hey, let's, and again, that's kind of like the alienation, you know, of the group of 5, but, like, you got to do something, and it's got to be better than Arkansas State home and homes, man.
Yeah, Liberty, I will say Liberty's goal every year seems to be to schedule the worst possible schedule in the country. So I don't know that they're interested in picking up the phone. But, but yeah, like I think schedule those types of, even now with where the Pac-12 is going, like, you know, maybe, hey, schedule Washington State. Let's fans want to go watch a game there. Maybe it'll be a non-conference game. You know, like there's options for stuff like that where you can find ways to be inventive without playing those types of games that people, when they come on the schedule, people are like, oh, let's just get to the next week. Cause that's when you start to lose interest right in the program when you have a lot of games like that.
Absolutely. We're talking to Jonah Dillon, covers Memphis football for the CA. A couple more things before we let you go. It's kind of a weird dichotomy right now because, you know, we know about the offer to the Big 12 that was made and ultimately turned down. But you look at the American in football and, like, what's the hurry? I mean, you got Army that just beat Kansas State. You got Tulane that just beat Duke and is getting a crack at Ole Miss. You got South Florida that beat, you know, the SEC and Boise State. You know, this conference, you know, for the first four, I mean, North Texas is undefeated, beat the hell out of Washington State last week. Like, this conference, the top five or six, pretty damn good. But then you have the disaster area that is basketball. And again, I think this is just where the conversation gets so complicated because football is going to be fine in this league. It makes the most money. These teams are pretty damn good for what they have. But then basketball is like the complete opposite. Like, it's just a wasteland. So how do you sort of square the urgency when we say football drives the bus and it does drive the bus, but football is like kind of – it's fine. Like, it's in a pretty good spot relative to where it could be.
Yeah, and that's even when we had those discussions about the Pac-12, like talking about, hey, which conference is better for football between the Pac-12 and the American? Like, there's cases to be made on both sides. And like you just said, you look at what – I mean, North Texas 59-10, I think, over Washington State. So, like, I don't know that if you left and went to the Pac-12 football-wise, you might be downgrading, right? Obviously, you get those Boise games, and there'd be some cool stuff there. But, yeah, I think the problem is basketball is it's not even comparable, right? The level that you're at, you're talking about being below other conferences in that. And obviously, the Pac-12 is going to be a strong basketball conference with Gonzaga and some of those other teams. So, it's hard because we know that football is the thing that matters the most when it comes to conference realignment and it comes to these big picture things. And I think one of the criticisms with Memphis athletics for going back, you know, like decades or whatever it is that there wasn't enough investment in football. And that's why Memphis has gotten left out of some of these discussions. Now, you never know exactly why you get left out of whatever it is. But now I think that a lot of people are in a place, and you've heard Ed Scott say this, of like, we know that football is what's driving this. And so ultimately, you're going to have to make the top decision for conferences based on football. Like, that's pretty much every school that isn't Gonzaga is doing that, right? And obviously that's frustrating to a place like Memphis that has such a storied basketball program and is a basketball city and has people who care that much about it. And so that makes it really complicated when you talk about these things with the Big East or the Pac-12 of, okay, what is the best situation? I think obviously the Big East, you know, basketball-wise would be a huge upgrade. Most conferences would be a huge upgrade that you're talking about in this context. And I don't think people realize how complicated this stuff is, right? When you get down to it, like we're kind of laying out here of how many layers there are to Memphis's decision and what's ultimately best for this athletic department.
Absolutely. Jonah, man, great stuff. Appreciate you jumping on, man. Thank you.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Yep, he is Jonah Dillon, covers the Memphis football program for the Commercial Appeal. I mean, it is amazing. It really is amazing how good this football league is.
Yep.
And how bad its basketball is. Like, you would think, like, all right,
yeah,
clearly there are enough smart people involved with this league to where they could figure this out because football is so good. I mean, football is going to have, you know, a representative in the college football playoff, whether it's Tulane, whether it's Memphis, whether it's South Florida, whether it's, you know, even a North Texas. Like, it's going to be one of those teams. But the basketball is just so bad.
I just don't think they prioritize it as a conference.
Well, they need to. I mean, you can't just let basketball be an embarrassment because your football ain't that damn good. I mean, it ain't so good where we can just complete. Because even the SEC had to have this moment because that's where it was going in the SEC. And Greg Sankey said, ho, 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 ho. Yep. Wait a minute.
That's an elite conference, though.
I know, but the point is that they were elite in football. They had produced a national championship in football, and football drives the bus, and that's all that ever has to matter.
Yep.
But even Greg Sankey was like, man, we cannot ignore basketball. Just because we're great in football, we cannot ignore basketball. We need to shore that up. They shored it up. They've obviously they got the Gators coming off a championship in basketball. You know, again, I'm not telling you that the AAC needs to be the SEC. All I'm saying is you need to take the same approach, right? If you invest in football, you need to make sure your basketball is on a plane where you're not getting outrated by the Missouri Valley.
Yeah.
You're not getting outrated by Conference USA. You know, and I don't know that CUSA was a higher ranked conference, but I'm pretty sure that the Missouri Valley was.
Makes sense.
You don't even want to be in that same stratosphere with them, right? Like you want to be like the best of the rest, just like you are in football. And you know you're probably because the Pac-12 is going to be better than even basketball because they got Gonzaga coming over. You know what I'm saying? They got San Diego State. Like they're going to be better than you in basketball. So what are we talking about here? Your seventh, your eighth, your ninth, God forbid. I mean, that's what we're talking about. So I just think smart people are involved. They can do that. You know, Mountain West is probably still going to be better than the American, right? So I do think there are smart people involved, but they've got to they've got to figure it out because it's just not, you know, and I get it. Most of these schools don't have enough money. They don't have enough money to invest in both. They just don't. They can't. They're not sharing the full rev. They're not doing the 20 and a half. They're not even doing half that, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why we say Memphis just.
You have the Big East out here without football, who just super serves it.
But see, Memphis would be fine in that league. Memphis, you put Memphis basketball in the Big East, you know, they would spend on par with those teams.
Sure.
But you can't go into a league that you're not invited to.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
You can't just show up and get let in. You got to get the invitation. So, look, it's tough, and I think that's part of the, you know, Memphis is the way they're going to justify this. And I don't know that it's necessary. I mean, look, you got to sell tickets. So if we want to have that conversation, we can have that conversation. But in terms of the survival in the intermediate, I think this would be you shoot your shot at the Big 12. You know, that was like your trump card, and you were told no. All right, now what? Well, grant of rights is going to be expiring for the ACC in a few years. You know, there's this whole expectation that Clemson and Florida State are going to the Big Ten. All right, so that'll happen in 4 or 5 years. In the meantime, in between time, before the Big Bang, right, we're going to be able to say we have the best conference in football. And Memphis basketball, while in a dog league, is at least going to be the favorite most years to win it and go to the tournament, will survive. We'll survive. Again, I'm not excited about it. I'm not excited about it at all. I hate it. Every day I wake up and Memphis is still in the American for basketball is a terrible day. All right? It's just worse. That day is worse for that being true. There's just no doubt about it. But I can't do anything. I've been kicking and screaming about this for 10 years, and it hasn't changed. And it's only gotten worse. So I hope that, you know, one day I can look at my children and I say, kids, we're getting out. I really do.
Right.
In the meantime, we got to make it work, man. We got to just make it work like we've been doing forever. We'll come back, wrap this up on a Wednesday. Jason and John, how do you trying to fam you?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, man. Leaders Credit Union is where you should be. They're gonna help you and be your financial champion. They're with you every step of the way. Working with them right now on that HELOC, super easy. They got promo APRs, and you may need, you know, for me, I'm just trying to expand. I'm trying to do some things to my house that, you know, I got equity. I might as well use it, right? And Leaders Credit Union makes that really easy. They're in it with you. That's the difference. As opposed to just a bank that's like, they don't care if you're there or not. And Leaders, they believe everybody deserves a champion. And they want to be your financial champion for life. LeadersCU.com/ESPN. Join today. Use promo code ESPN. They will waive your $25 membership fee. So it's just on us, on Jason and John. Leaders is your financial champion, federally insured by the NCUA. We're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Obviously, it has been a very tough day on the show as my partner and my brother, Jason Smith, lost his dad, Les Smith, otherwise known as a Memphis broadcasting legend, an institution here. And just, man, there are so many stories that people have and they continue to pour in. And, you know, I look forward to reading them, and I look forward to, you know, when he's ready, I look forward to Jason coming back and, you know, telling some stories about Pops. Man, and Les Smith, man, he was all about sports. He was all about sports. He did it all, man. He was he could do sports. He could do Metro. He could do Bets from Belize. People still talk about that segment to this day. I actually think, I don't remember exactly what it was, but I'm almost positive that he had a positive record against the spread. So as we get out of here, the best thing I can do and the best thing we can do is to send this show out to the tiny whiny in honor of the one and only Les Smith. Thanks to Jonah Dillon for joining us on the show. Thanks to Norton Hurd IV. Les Smith, we love you. We will miss you greatly. And please enjoy one of his favorite songs, Tiny Whiny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.